online, radio, and TV.
Welcome to the next level.
From Manhattan, Kansas, this is Duo. Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Life. With your host, Seth Neiman. Katrina Abbas. And Chris Harlan.
Hola. Welcome to life.
What up, what up, what up?
Did you know, Katrina, that this is episode 40?
No way.
It is. Episode 40.
We're old.
We are.
So old.
Talk into that microphone a little bit better.
I'm trying.
No, there into the front of it. Not,
no.
Into the, not into the top of it.
There we go.
If you talk into the top of it, you can't hear anyone.
I got it.
Okay, there you go. Thank you.
Mean.
So you only got 10 episodes left before you're not even on the show anymore.
Woo!
Oh, and Chris is supposed to be over here in this slot. There you go.
Yay, now you can hear me.
Now we can hear Chris, although I think all she contributed was... Yeah.
Shut up.
Welcome to the show, all about things and stuff.
Right.
Broadcasting in high definition tonight, hello.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I'm glad because of this new angle, you can definitely look at my slender shape and enjoy that in high quality now. You can also see Chris's leg.
Yep.
Just chilling on a... And Katrina already falling asleep in the middle of the show. And naughty.
Well, not in the middle, the beginning intro.
My eyes hurt.
Her eyes hurt. Okay. Anyway, welcome to life. Happy to have you with us. We're broadcasting live tonight for the first time in 2 weeks. No, maybe 3 weeks. I don't know. But either way, we're here, and we'll be here next Wednesday
as
well.
Right.
Because we broadcast live every Wednesday at 6 o'clock Central Time at duo.com/live. And we've got some stuff to talk to you about, or talk about on the show today.
I do indeed.
Katrina, mainly. I don't really have anything to talk about, but...
But you'll contribute. I'm sure you will. You always do.
I will interrupt.
Several times.
Yes,
that
definitely.
Is, that is definitely what I will do.
Repeatedly.
Yes, over and over again. I will interrupt Katrina.
We know that.
Hey, Seth.
Yeah?
Who's our sponsor this week?
I'm going to get there.
Okay.
Calm yourself.
And won't you forget?
I won't forget.
Okay.
And won't forget.
Okay, what's up next?
I don't know. It's probably time for the sponsor.
Just wait for that one.
Well, what we need to do is tell people how to contact us.
Actually. Okay, how do they contact
us? So, the last show of every month, we do emails. So if you want to email us, the email address is life@duo.com.
You got my hopes up for a minute. I'm like, wait, nope, it's not.
What did you think it was going to be? You can also call
last
and you can text
week was
us.
Letters, which means no letters this week.
No, it's the last week of every month. Our last show of every month.
I know.
And also, if you want to call or text, you can do that right now. We get them right in the middle of the show. The phone number is 505-750-0304. And, of course, watch us live next week. Duo is spelled D-E-W-O-H, like the dew on a leaf. And you would say, oh, like an exclamation, when what, Katrina?
I got nothing. You got to skip me. Mine is not appropriate.
When your teeth... attack your sinuses. You would go, oh.
That's not it at all.
You didn't go, oh.
That's not even
that's
right.
Kind of O, but with a few more H's.
Just that hurts too much.
Just one H. DEWOH.com. Today's sponsor is Taco Bell.
Taco Bell?
Yes, we want to thank them. We have one. What we were going to
do is have
a few tacos because the cool ranch. Taco, as you see here.
How convenient.
I hold in my hand. This is the only one left out of the dozen tacos that me and Katrina and Chris ordered.
We devoured them.
Yeah.
And this comes out tomorrow. So, yes, I am special.
Oh, that's
but
really cool.
They release tomorrow, or as you're hearing this today, May. What is it this month? March?
March.
It's March, not May.
March 7th.
May 7th is when they come out. So,
March.
They've always had the cheesy one.
Wait, question. Do they come out in March or May? Because you
March.
Said May again.
Did I really?
Yes. Yeah. So they come out March 7th, to be clear.
They come out, if you're listening
they come
to
out
this,
Thursday,
if
March
you're
7th.
Listening to this right now, they're out.
Unless just, you're live. Unless you're watching live. Then
it's
not.
Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Either way, it is Thursday, March 7th.
Basically, by the time this show's over, if you go to Taco Bell,
they will
have these tacos. So go get them.
Yay.
End of sponsorship. Liv Moss.
Okay. They also gave us a huge amount of sauce.
Yes, I have that in the middle of
pile.
The table here. We have so much sauce.
And that's after we ate some.
Yes, it's unreal.
I didn't really use much. I used one. I didn't really use the sauce.
Nom.
This is going to be really hard to eat and do a radio
show. Especially since you're like, you know, the host or something. It's not like it's any big deal.
It's all good.
And it's too early to take our first break. So who's the jerk that did that?
Thanks for eating really loudly into your microphone.
It's never too early to take our first break.
Well, then let's just do that so you can enjoy the scrumptious new taco.
It would be funny one time to just come out here and take all of our breaks at once and then do just an hour and a half of radio.
That would be mean.
Well, the person, people watching live, it'd be mean. But yeah. To the people listening on Duo.com, it wouldn't matter because they could edit it out.
That's true.
So, yeah.
Mm, but anyway.
So, Katrina, how's your week been?
That sounds really great.
Let's just start here. What was the best part of your week so far?
Well, the best part of my week is I get to see my friend tomorrow.
Oh, but that doesn't happen yet, so don't count.
But the highlight is I know I'm going to see.
So that should tell you how good tomorrow. Katrina's week's been. That the best part of her week is looking forward it being over.
And the K-State basketball game last night.
Okay, yeah, I guess
that was my
cool.
highlight.
That
was I almost forgot good. About it because it got sandwiched between everything else.
Gotcha. I got tickets to it.
I know, and then you bailed because you're lame.
I got tickets to the game before that, too, didn't go.
Because you're lame.
It's because of lame
okay,
leg.
Okay, don't make it my fault. I told him he could have gone by himself, but he wouldn't go.
By myself. Right. Like, I'm going to go by myself.
And directed towards you. Ooh, as I take the... just put the cushion back on. You can pull up right there to the door, and they have a wheelchair. They can wheel you.
Well, no one told me that.
And then,
well, Katrina told me.
I did tell him that.
Well, he didn't tell me. You
I'm not doing that, Katrina.
Messages.
I don't know if it's true.
It is true. Malia did it.
You think he
I was with
messages
her.
Messages to me? No.
And then what they do is they take you in down through the bottom, and then you need to go out on the court, and then you go up from the bottom since I figure your seats would be closer that way from the bottom than the
well,
top.
No one told me.
No, we were probably a little closer to the top of the bridge.
Well, then they would have taken you to the top, and you just would have shimmy your way down.
This taco is delicious.
That sounds really gross.
Aren't you glad we got these new mics?
I just threw up a little bit in my mouth, but thank you for that. New highlight to my week.
Sounds like a cow.
No, it doesn't.
What if we add cow sound effects?
Great.
So do I have a cow?
Well, could you just finish that taco already so we can go on with our show?
Too fast.
Oh.
There you go. A little bit better.
How can I moo and chew at the same time, though? The whole thing falls apart.
It's because you can't.
That's true.
That's right. That'd be pretty impressive, though, if there was a ventriloquist cow.
Well, it could be the cow in the background, because you usually don't just have one cow.
That is true. You'd be pretty dumb if you only had one cow.
Unless you were just fattening it up to eat.
Some but you got to have another cow, so when that cow is eaten, you have another cow to eat
Or
afterwards.
You just go buy another one after you
What do you at the cow store? Let's be real here.
The cow store? Yeah, you can.
There's no such thing as a cow store.
Yes, there is.
Prove it.
Sale barn.
Look at me, I'm Katrina. I know things about country because I have the banjo song. And I don't know
you're trying to make me look bad. It just doesn't. You still look worse. Now you're just being irritating.
That's what I do.
Has my day and my week not been irritating enough? You have to add to it?
Of course he does.
What was the worst part of your week?
Today.
Right now,
you and your face and your music.
Okay.
No, today, my little rant is my job.
Yes.
Not even a job. I don't get paid. My internship. The internship is a crock.
It's a crock.
To be in with perfect delicacy. I do need to talk into my mic. With perfect delicacy. I have a supervisor who is really just my temporary supervisor, and administration in general at my facility is just crap. Like, okay. The way they talk to people and the way they interact with people is really, really crappy, and it just, it's disrespectful, it's wrong, it's rude, and it's just altogether downright
awful.
So
the people who work there or the people who, like, the elderly people that are there?
It's towards staff.
Okay.
Like, my...
Just curious.
I have things to back it up. So one of the things we do is, like, there's different sections of people, like residents living in different areas. And in each area, I have to go and, like, tell them, like, the news of, like, this person's sick, this person's at the hospital, this is what's going on. And then I ask them if they need anything. And then I take that to administration, and they take care of it, like when something's missing or whatever. And in this particular case, I documented what they told me to. and I took it up front, and then they called me and asked me questions about it to see what they really meant. And I'm like, I wrote it down. This is what I meant. I'm like, okay, well, I was just wanting to make sure. And then later, the boss.
Because, like, they weren't going to take it as seriously or something?
Or just because they wanted to make sure that the way I wrote it wasn't, you know, putting it delicately. But either way, I was still, I'm not going to just rat on what they said. I wrote it down the way it needed to be wrote down. You take it from there.
Yeah.
And then the boss of the facility starts joking about it to me, like, oh, ha, 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 they wrote that. I'm like, really? That's kind of a big deal. It's nothing to laugh at.
Isn't that, like, against law?
It should be. It's it's disrespectful to me because that's what that staff member said they needed.
Yeah.
And I told my people that that's what they needed, and they laugh in my face. Which is why no one actually comments. Like, that's the first comment I've had in the 2 months I've been working there. That was the first comment of something they needed or a comment they wanted to be addressed.
Gotcha. And they just kind of laughed it off.
And they laughed it off. So why do you think people don't actually comment? Because you laugh it off and you're rude and disrespectful.
So why does that happen?
I don't know.
Like,
I think part of the...
Someone eventually say something about that?
The person that called me, like the first person that addressed it to me about it was kind of asking her, at least explained a little bit that what they wanted or required was going to cost, like, an exponential amount of money.
Okay.
They still said that very rude and in a different tone, but that's what I got out of it, is this particular thing costs a lot of money, and they can't just go around buying a lot of them.
Was it like an Xbox or something?
Exactly, that's what it is.
Okay.
And so, it's just, I'm just like, okay, well, like, that's what I took from her rude conversation.
So she could have said it more like that. Like,
she could have been more delicate.
We wish we could do this for you, but we can't afford it. Sorry.
Or even like when residents have a problem or a resident has a behavior issue, everyone blows it out of proportion when it's like, look at the staff member and how they addressed that resident. Maybe that's why they acted out and was rude back, or maybe that's why they lashed out. Like, you have to look at how people are being treated and then see why they react the way they do. And the residents are going to act out because we can't as staff because we get fired. And my last comment is,
can you be fired?
I can't know.
Okay. You just get bad grades.
Well, I mean, yeah, if I
You
were,
could fail your internship.
I could fail my internship.
And she wouldn't graduate.
I wouldn't graduate.
That'd be funny. You'd be the only person alive who ever failed an internship.
My last,
except Matthew. I'm sure he's failed one.
My last comment deals more personally, like, as if laughing in my face at what happened didn't piss me. And that was as I left today, and my day was already bad.
Yeah.
So to then laugh about something that another staff member told me just pissed me off as I'm walking out the door.
At least you got to come here right afterwards and eat the delicious Doritos Locos Taco.
That did make my day.
Yes.
Not going to lie, that did make my day.
That made my week.
But anyway.
My month. Okay, it made my year.
Yeah. But your year's just begun.
No, Katrina's year's been crappy because of her New Year's resolution.
And so, no, it's been pretty...
A lot of pent up frustration.
Anyway, my last issue was I was talking with my temporary supervisor about how, like, when I put notes in, there's two places to document it. There's, like, a clinical note and a general note.
Okay.
And I'm actually not supposed to put anything in the general note because everything goes under clinical. I don't know why that's an option then to have general, but we just don't put anything there.
Okay.
And the other day I realized that I had put...
Maybe you should be... Can you be funny, like, write the clinical notes and then above and, like, general, just write, like, I like bagels.
No, that would be just...
That would be awesome.
That would be outlandish.
It's just a general note. It's just a general note.
Point being, I realized that I'd accidentally put a couple notes in that general section that they're not supposed to be in.
Gotcha.
So I went to my supervisor.
You done messed up.
I did.
Bad, Katrina.
So I went to my supervisor.
How dare you?
And I asked her just to make sure. I was like, okay, just to make sure, like, I'm not really supposed to put anything in this section, I put it all in clinical. And she's like, yes. I was like, okay, because I put two notes there. I was like, do you need me to move them or do you just want to leave them? She's like, no, just leave them. I was like, okay. And then I just was kind of telling her, like, I feel really frustrated that I still make these silly mistakes. And they're just, like, I've been here 2 months. I should know better than to do stuff like that. And she just looks at me and she just kind of shrugs it off. And she's like, yeah, well, you know, some things are just life and death. Really? I'm confiding in you, telling you I feel bad about this. And what do you do? Oh, it's life and death. No big deal. You just got to pay attention. Like, no.
I don't think it's life and death to look at a different paragraph than the current one, like the one you're used to.
And so...
Like, oh, there's no notes here, but I see some in this one, but we don't write in that one, so disregard.
I talked to staff, and I asked them, like, is there a big difference? Like, I know it's not life and death, but...
Well, they're not going through, like, a Scantron. I mean, someone's still reading them, right?
Yeah. Okay. It's just that section is meant for different kinds of notes, and those are far and few between, which is why it stands out more.
Yeah, I like bagels. That's what goes there.
And so I talked to staff and they're like, no, it's not really that big of a deal as long as it still shows up. And I was like, okay, no big deal. But still, just the fact that she was just like, well, you just have to remember we've got people's lives in our hands. Like, really? It's not necessary.
Yeah, you know that.
And then, it's just dumb. And then she had another comment at that. Not. Oh, no. So I went back to my office to look at it. And
you
she
have an office?
Well, kind of. And I went back to my office and my computer.
Poor baby.
And I looked at it. And this person, she signed. Like, I have to leave my notes open so she can sign off on them because I'm not licensed. I don't really have a title. And she signed off on them, no big deal, and didn't tell me. So it clearly was not a big deal, or she would have called me.
She probably didn't even notice. She probably just saw you wrote something and signed it.
She calls me on every other little thing, like, Katrina, you misspelled a word. Katrina, you did this. Katrina, you need to do this.
Katrina, it's Plinter.
Which is really hilarious, because I turn around, I see all of her notes, and they have bad grammar, they have misspelled words, she's got mixed up words, extra letters, and I was like, really? You're going to comment on me and my bad spelling and crap like that?
But she has a degree.
And she's old as balls.
Her degree gives her license to
and
be
so,
dumb.
And so, the last comment I have is this woman I did an assessment on.
Has bowls.
This one was a little bit more serious. This one I did an assessment
on. More serious than what we just did?
This one I did an assessment on. It came out that she's, you know, rather depressed.
Okay.
And so when that happens, I have to notify nurses.
So you're interviewing me?
Yes.
Okay.
And so when
sorry
that happens,
about that, by the way.
I tell the nurses, like, okay, this, you know, be aware of that, you know, watch her and blah, blah, blah. So yeah. I tell them. And it happened to be both the morning nurse and the nurse that was just coming on shift. So it was perfect. I told both of them. It's solid. And I was informing this to my supervisor that I did this assessment. It's done. My notes you can check. And I told the two nurses. And she's like, well, did you tell the head nurse? And I was like, well, no, I told the two nurses. And they're like, well, you need to tell the head nurse so she can get stuff done. It needs to get done. And they kind of made a side comment towards those nurses and put them down. I'm like, really? And
because those nurses aren't going to relay.
And because they don't, I mean, they obviously don't have a degree or anything and don't know what they're doing. Yeah,
it's not that you're being corrected because you are learning. It's the way you're being corrected.
Exactly. And then
they're like, she makes everyone feel like worthless because they make really simple mistakes.
And then, but I mean, that wasn't even a mistake because I at least told the staff, like, this happened.
Yeah, you actually did what you were supposed to do.
And so then I didn't get to tell the head nurse because I was caught up doing other stuff and I ran into my supervisor again, and I was telling her how, like, I haven't done that yet, but that resident is talking to her right now. She's like, oh, I already did it, because some things just need to get done right away. You little tiny... I'm so mad.
I can tell. Yeah, squeeze those. They're good for rage.
No,
they don't. They don't explode. Look. Don't ever explode.
Look. It would have been really funny if it exploded.
Squeeze one. It helps with the stress.
To have that happen. Let me finish my damn story.
Squeeze it.
To have that happen and then to be laughed at. Essentially, for me to be laughed at because I, like, it was my report that I turned in that they're laughing at the other people for saying, like, that's just wrong. You don't do that. Where are people's manners? Where are your parents?
Stress squeeze.
You're acting like children.
Yeah. Well, that's how a lot of offices are, Katrina.
And I hate the politics.
Well, that's every office, so you're just going to get used to that one.
I was hoping it would explode.
It's not going to. They don't explode. They're made of NASA material.
NASA material.
Look, listen to it.
So that was today.
So, well, I mean, all things considered, at least it's over now until tomorrow when you go back and you deal with the same
but
stuff.
But at least tomorrow I'll have my buffer.
Who's your buffer? The person you like?
The person I didn't like but I'm growing to like as a buffer.
So does that mean a month from now, the person that you're complaining about now you'll like?
Well, I still don't really like her, but she's a good buffer because when
they yell at her
when I'm not being chastised, they're chastising her. So
we have to chastise
for you.
That one's
really warm and it creeps me out.
It's warm?
Not that one. Not that one. That one.
Oh, why is it warm?
I don't know. I was thinking it was because you grabbed it. It's just weird warm. It's like creepy warm. It's like when you sit in a chair and it's warm and it just creeps you out because how warm it is.
Yeah, there was something the other day. I don't remember where I was.
Your house.
No, it was in a public place.
Your work.
No, it was in Kansas City.
The
but either way,
store.
I was somewhere. I was somewhere, and this store. Guy, it was like packed, and this guy got up, and then I went and sat where he was, and it was warm, and for some reason, it weirded me out that his butt was where I was.
Yeah, it is.
See,
weird.
It's only when it's like at a certain temperature. Like,
yeah, you're like, oh, his butt lingering is still here.
It's a little bit warm. It's kind of like, oh, this is warm. Whereas like when there's a lot warm, it's like, whoa.
No, I think if it's any warm, I'm freaking out, because that means some of his butt timbers are still there.
It's about juices?
Yeah. I don't know if the juice necessarily, unless he's not wearing pants. And I'm pretty sure everyone was wearing pants. I think
you would have noticed if he wasn't wearing pants.
I would have, and I would have followed him out.
Try it. What is it? It's the Kai latte. I don't know why I keep saying that.
Kai.
I keep calling it Kai, and I know it's not.
K-A-I latte.
It was too sweet for me last time. Kai latte.
It's chai latte.
I know it is. It was a slip of the tongue. Is that better?
Better, but it's...
What'd you do to it that's made it different?
Made it a bigger size.
Oh.
It's bigger.
I am drinking rum and Kahlua and Coke Zero.
Oh my God.
That's how I roll. No, it actually is delicious. You want to try some?
No.
You're not taking that medication right now. Try sip.
I actually am taking this one.
I've taken ibuprofen and drank, and I'm fine.
And I have to take my heavy stuff and drive home, so I'm not going to mix alcohol with it on top of that.
Yeah. You know, all those things are just
it
rumors.
Would really be, it would be the true definition of a suicide.
No. Not if I peer pressure you into it. Then it's kind of involuntary manslaughter. Is that a thing?
Sure.
Can you involuntarily manslaughter someone?
Involuntarily manslaughter is a real thing, but you can still go to jail for that.
How does involuntary manslaughter work?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
How can you involuntarily manslaughter someone?
I think it's like if you hit someone with your car as an accident.
And they die.
And then they like die in the hospital. It'd be like involuntary manslaughter because you...
Didn't mean for that to happen.
Yeah. You didn't plan it. You didn't think about it. You didn't want them dead. It just happened.
I love how she's like, and they like die versus they die.
So do you go to jail for that?
Yes.
That doesn't seem
you
fair.
Can, because you still killed someone.
Well, but they still died.
Someone has to pay. That's always
it's a someone has to pay.
It's a lesser sentence than like
what's that
third
from
degree
someone
murder.
Has to flight. That's what it's from.
Well, it's from other stuff, too.
No, it's from flight and flight
and some
only.
Other stuff, too.
True story.
Don't fight with me.
Oh, my God.
Don't flight
angry.
With me. Here, squeezies. Squeeze all of the packets, please.
I really just want to throw them out.
Your eyes are going to hurt worse after this if you don't stop staring at me.
Staring contest. She blinked, but it was involuntary blink slaughter.
I'm attempting to get them in her shirt.
This is great radio. This is maybe the world's first staring contest.
I forgot I was still staring at you.
Well, you're doing a terrible job. But
I got the warm one.
It's actually not your fault because Chris
is hitting me with stuff.
Chris's aim to get into your shirt is awful.
She hit my shoulder. Haha, one.
Watch this.
I like you winning in your shirt.
How about that?
Okay, so let's move on.
Okay. Should we take a break?
That's what I was just going to say. I think it's about that time. Oh, no, you got sauce on your shirt.
I have no sauce on my shirt.
Oh, that was great. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Okay. You know exactly what that means.
You
hit
the
microphone. Let's take a break. Let's quit these shenanigans.
The shenanigans over. We'll be right back.
This is Life.
Welcome back to Life.
Life.
Katrina, we're on the air. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Okay, well, now we are.
Even
who are you texting
Chris
over there?
Chris just asked how much time we had left.
And I said 20 seconds.
I did not even hear that. I was not paying attention.
Definitely.
And then the commercial of, whatever, Drown the Whole World song came on.
Story of a Girl.
That is not at all what that thing
I know,
is.
But the thing always reminds me of.
And then we sing it.
That song. We sing it, and I was distracted.
If you're watching live.
I avoided your question.
Or if you're watching on the website, we have adjusted the camera.
And it's much better.
Yeah, I approve.
And I do think it is better, so yay us. Howdy. Although it kind of freaks me out. It looks kind of like a spy bot up there. Just like just kind of looking at me like, what are you guys doing? Like, we're just doing a show here, camera. Go somewhere else.
It's like it could just roll backwards and yeah, just go, like sneak away.
Yeah, like I feel like it's a futuristic, like, surveillance tool. The government
kind of
is, like, come to our house to be like,
well, hello.
Hey, what are you doing right now?
No, it's more like this.
I can't be that serious. I can't do that. Are we staring again? We're doing a staring contest again?
I'll throw things at
we
you
could.
Again.
We should. Who's going to win? Katrina wins!
You just yelled so loud that you blinked. Don't throw things. It'll ruin the contest. Don't do it.
Peripherals.
Who's gonna win? Who's gonna win?
Can we really do this? Because I want to tell stories. I don't want to do the staring contest. Can you just look away again?
How about you tell the story?
I can't do that. I can't. That's too much. I think you're lucky.
You blinked. I'm the victor.
I didn't even know I wasn't blinking. I was just.
That's what they all say when they lose. I didn't know we were playing.
Well, I mean, I knew we were staring. I didn't know that blinking was.
Okay, whatever you say.
I didn't know the rules.
So this segment is sponsored. It's brought to you by the Dealership.
Who? I didn't hear you.
The Dealership.
The who? The what? The when? Why?
The Dealership.
Where?
It's brought to you by the Dealership. So the Dealership, every month we release brand new t-shirts, hoodies, and other thingies. And this month...
Good voice.
I know. This month, we released some new shirts for Rita and Leela, some new shirts for Seth and Colby, and some new shirts for Duo, just in time for spring break, the beautiful, and the flowy, and the white, and the perfect for the beach. Woo! So buy some of them and take them to the beach at duo.com/shop, DEWOH.com/shop, and help out the show and look stupendous. Have you seen the new shirts?
Yep.
That is a no.
I've seen a couple of them.
Did you read the blog post about our new shows?
Nope, because I already knew about it.
Okay.
I did!
Yeah, I was shocked. Chris was actually reading.
I know, we were like watching TV, and he was like, what are you doing on your phone? And I was like, reading your blog, and he was like, uh-oh.
I have a lot of reading I need to do, and I have a lot of homework I need to do. I haven't done jack this week.
Maybe you should stop talking on the phone to your Bible buddy and instead do some homework.
Buddy is so much fun.
How's that going? So, what's the deal with that?
Update.
Okay, which listeners don't know about, so Bible buddy.
Well, he's a buddy that you met at a Bible study.
Yep.
Hey, Bible that's buddy. Like a description of a sitcom right there. He is a buddy that you met at a Bible study. And he's got 40. Yeah. He's got lots of cash and a Mazda, the youngest one in curls. Okay. I ran out of gas.
The youngest Mazda,
okay,
so, girl.
I mean, I like how you edited his Mazda.
Well, that's the only thing really I know really about. Nice. I know he likes the Bible. I know he has a Mazda.
He has a really nice Mazda,
and that's all I know.
That's all you need to
that's
know.
That's all Katrina cares about. Is yeah. His really nice
this
Mazda,
hey, which hey, he's coming back to hey. Steal. And I'm like, damn it, no, I want to keep.
What kind of car you got? I got a really nice Mazda. Okay, park it at my house and go on vacation.
I wish he went on vacation. He did not go on vacation.
So why did he park it at your house?
I hate telling this story because I get judged.
Oh no!
Oh great!
Oh
but
no!
You already judged me for it. So
what? I judged.
You did.
I don't remember
you judged.
This story. So
you guys are judging because he's military.
Oh yeah, that's
okay,
right.
Yeah,
yeah.
I did judge.
Shocker! Oh my god!
I'll admit to judging that one.
I know. I know.
What a surprise!
What?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So yes, I met him in Bible study, and yes, he's in the military.
And yes, the reasons Katrina is dating him is because he's in the military and
one,
he has a Mazda.
One, that's not true. Well, the Mazda might be.
Well, are you dating him?
We're not official.
Okay. That's what I was thinking.
I would say we're exclusive, but we're not official.
Well, of course you're exclusive. You have a New Year's resolution to never sleep with anybody, and he's a Bible study guy.
I know. but by exclusive...
That's like a 13-year-old telling me we're exclusive.
I'm not going to... hang out with other guys in the same
way.
Oh,
yeah,
like,
I see
that's
how it is.
What I mean. I'm not going to be all flirty.
I bet you haven't
easy.
Talked with him for 40 hours like you have as we go into our 40th episode.
Yeah, I'm sure I have.
No, I bet you haven't.
Because what's
did you
won
accept,
me over...
Did you accept his friend request the first time he asked you, or did you deny him just like you did me?
I added him.
That's what I thought. Yep. Yep, I see how it is.
But anyway, so...
See if any of that Taco Bell money finds its way
so,
to you.
So, Bible buddy...
Yep.
It calls me every night, and we talk for like an hour or more.
I'm sorry.
So every night.
I don't know if he knows. I really literally just spaced out there.
I did. I saw your face. Like,
and it's so embarrassing. Why? It's because I said Taco Bell,
and then you started thinking about.
I started thinking about those stupid tacos. And normally I wouldn't like interrupt you like this, but like literally, I didn't hear what you said because I was thinking about a freaking taco.
That you already ate.
That I've eaten three of. And I'm like, man, I wish there were more tacos. And then I'm like, wait, we're on a show. I'm supposed to tell Katrina. No. You're four. You're right.
Yeah, it was four. Because I ate my four. And Chris ate her four before I got here.
Yep,
so.
You're right, it was
I
four.
I ate one while you were here.
Okay, so anyway. Can story, please begin with your story.
What won me over is Bible Buddy calls me every night and we talk for like an hour.
Do you talk about Jesus?
Or tacos?
All of the above.
Can you name the four Gospels?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Can you name five other books of the Bible?
Genesis, Exodus.
That aren't the beginning of the book.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Acts, Romans, Ephesians, First Thessalonians, First Kings, Second Kings. I think there's a third. There's First James, Second James,
you,
Revelations.
You named five. You got it. You got it. It would have been funny. I was expecting you to be like Acts, Romans, First Thessalonians, Second Thessalonians, Third Thessalonians.
I almost said that. I was like, well, I don't think there's a Third Thessalonians. But I can, see, I can still
first
do...
Acts, Second Acts, Seventh, Third Acts, Fourth Acts, Fifth Acts.
Genesis, done. Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, James, Judges.
Nope,
Ruth.
Joshua, Judges. There's no James. Sorry.
Then there's Ruth.
Yeah, there's Ruth, and then
there
Esther.
Is two a James.
Well, it's not there. I mean, there is a
no.
James. It's not there. Joshua, Judges, Ruth, Esther.
I don't know. I disagree, but I'll take it. Whatever.
Let's look it up.
Anyway.
Oh, God.
Next commercial show, break.
This show can
let
use
me finish
the
this damn
tell
story.
Tell your story. This won't distract me like the tacos did, I
oh,
swear.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You can do that. And so, yeah, he had to leave for special training. So he left for like a month, right around Valentine's Day. And then.
I love how you threw that in there. Like.
Not that
so
it was going to
be. So he
I
wasn't
mean,
with me.
I don't need a Valentine's Day date anyway. So. Oh, which reminds me, I've got a drama from Valentine's Day. So, he lost it. Not he. Didn't, they take their phones away, and so I didn't get to talk to him for like 2 weeks. And he got his phone back last weekend, like last
Why
Saturday.
Why did his phone get taken away? Is he 12?
Yeah, well, when you're Army, you have no more rights, so.
What does that mean? I don't
like,
know
they
what
can
means.
Just do to you. But no, like. Since
really?
He,
just take away your
well,
phone?
Well, he's doing special training, and the way I look at it is it keeps him focused. And like when they're really deployed, they don't have access to their phone at all times.
Okay. Oh,
so
I
it
guess
it kind of helps you focus on.
Was he like overseas?
He has been.
So I don't know. I just every time I think about someone in the military,
mm-hmm.
I always think about how Matthew's in there.
Don't.
And they can't run a tight ship at all if Matthew's allowed in there. That's all I'm saying.
They really do, but at the same time, they don't. Like that's why they're so slow with things.
I mean, Matthew's in the military,
and why they mess things up. Like Mark was under the Bible buddy was under. Like, they told him three different times when he was going to leave. Then all of a sudden, last night, they're like, oh, nope, you're leaving in the morning. Because otherwise, he could have left anywhere between Tuesday and Sunday.
Okay.
And it's a and they used to fly, but for some reason, they're dumb, and they're taking a bus now. So he's going to be on the bus for the next 24 hours. And so, yeah.
Hmm.
And so, but yeah, we talk about religion, of course. We talk about families. We talk about... school, life.
Just everything. It's just yeah. a guy for you to talk to.
Yeah, everything. We talk a lot about Disney movies. It's pretty great. Not gonna lie. He's a big fan of Disney movies.
Wow. Is he a pedophile?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
Says the man who goes to every Pixar movie the day it comes out.
Also, I was singing Deception's Disgrace from the lesser known Lion King 2.5 on Seth and Colby Show.
Yeah.
Deception.
Disgrace! Evil as plain as the scar on his face.
Deception.
That's all I know. And I know that zebras sing it. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
This is not right.
Yeah, I'm right!
Okay, hold
that
on.
That means
no,
I'm
no,
right!
No, 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 that's not it.
Hold on.
They've.
Yeah, Chris needs it. Chris.
Oops.
As she breaks it. Chris, go fix it. Let me look. Go back. We have Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, okay. 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles,
no,
2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Tobit. I don't remember Tobit.
That's what I'm saying. It's not right.
Nehemiah.
That's what I'm
Unless
saying.
Unless this is a Catholic Bible. Catholic Bibles have like...
That ain't the real Bible.
Has nine more chapters than ours.
Well, Tobit ain't one
Esther,
of them.
Esther, 1 Maccabees, 2 Maccabees.
That's not one.
I don't recognize those.
That's not it.
Job, Psalm, Proverbs, Ecclesiastics, Song of Songs. Songs. I thought it was Song of... Okay.
It's Song of Solomon.
Don't worry,
or
I
Song
got the actual
okay.
Bible right here.
I don't trust that. Wisdom, Sakak.
Oh, it's presented to Seth Neiman by Mom and Dad.
Yeah, that's my
Sirach?
Childhood Bible.
What's Sirach?
So don't spill
don't,
your coffee
hey.
On it.
Sirach?
I don't know.
Lamentations, I've at least heard of.
Sirach, I heard, makes a really good vodka.
Baruch? I don't know that one either.
Hosea.
Okay, ready?
Obadiah
is one.
That's not mine. Those aren't in
yeah,
mine.
That one's in it, yeah.
Nahum. Isn't what's his face in class?
Probably, but I'm trying to call him anyway because he's Catholic.
Haggai.
James is in the New
Zephany.
Testament.
Zephany.
No, I said that.
Malachi.
Okay. Well, that's
I
not
Malachi.
What Katrina said.
Okay, let me see the Bible.
I know, I saw that.
My Bible.
Chris, out of everyone in this room, you are least eligible to read this Bible.
Oh, whatever.
You might
First
burst into
Timothy,
flames.
2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, I know these.
It's Philemon.
Philemon.
No, it's Philemon.
Philemon.
No, it's Philemon.
I pronounce it however I want to, damn it.
Seth is the master of how you should run your religion, just in case you
not the
wondering.
Master of how you run it. I'm just, okay, what denomination are you, Katrina?
Lutheran.
Okay, I don't know anything about that, except exactly. That's a black man played it
okay.
on TV.
The thing is, I'm a Methodist.
I don't know.
And in my church, we place more emphasis...
Here we go. This is a great story.
I don't want to hear this story.
It's going to be great.
We place more emphasis on, like, the way you should act and, like, how you should, like, lead your life through God and stuff.
And rather that's what
than,
we do.
Right. But we didn't have to memorize Bible verses. So Seth thinks I'm not a true Christian because I don't know...
I didn't say we're a true Christian. I just said you don't know anything about the Bible.
I don't know.
I think most Christians would agree that knowing something about the Bible
but I know,
would be a
okay,
part
here's
of
the
being
thing.
The Bible.
Just because I don't have the books memorized in the order they're in does not mean I don't know what the book says. Like,
what
the
does Zephaniah say?
Behind.
Because no one knows.
The
no one
meaning
knows
behind
is.
The Bible.
What are some of
important.
These books in here? I'm going to be honest with you. I've never heard of Nahum.
I haven't either.
And I've had this book my entire life.
I haven't either.
I think that's the only one in here I've never
Hold
heard
on,
of.
Let me see. Train me.
Okay. Because that's the actual, that's a New Testament
is,
there.
Is
so
different.
That's like a legit Bible. Ain't no Catholic one with things like Tonius or whatever that name was. What was that one? Tobias? I don't know. George Michael?
Where is that at?
That's not in that
there's,
Bible.
There's Titus. Because
this is a normal
oh,
Bible.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I need to check mine because I remember Habakkuk, but I don't remember the like Nahum.
I don't remember
or the
Nahum
Haggai.
At all, but... I mean, that
I remember Malachi because I like that name.
Yeah. I know a guy named Malachi.
John. It's the three Johns, which really throws me off that they're all in the New Testament. You've got John, like Matthew, Mark,
yeah.
Luke, John,
and then
you've got
John,
first, second,
one, second,
and third John.
Yeah.
Dumb. And Jude, I remember. Thessalonians. Colossians, Ephesians, Philippians. Yeah, whatever.
Flipping ends. You guys see the cartoon where, like, you're
nope.
learning the books, the Bible, and, like, the car, the guy's, like, flipping ends?
No.
Flipping ends?
No.
No, I just watched
we did not
Veggie
watch
Tales.
Cartoons.
And Penguins in Space.
Veggie Tales.
You know, I kind of want to be like, that makes me feel it makes me feel old that she was young enough to watch Veggie Tales in church, and then I remember that she probably was watching them when she was, like, 16.
No. I was going to say, I was watching them when I was too old to like them, and I'm like, well, this is dumb. Why weren't Where were these 3 years ago?
I know,
I watched Veggie Tales all the time. Like...
Now we shall read.
I just love the silly songs with Larry. I downloaded all the silly songs.
So then, men ought to regard us as servants of Christ.
Nice. Oh. I love how
Good
you
job.
Did that.
And that was in reference to us, actually.
Servants of Christ.
Yeah. And they should be servants to
you
us.
You know what's interesting, too, is like how the religions are so close, but yet they're so different. And then
yes.
also how...
Like how some religions like have weird books like Tobias... Some religions don't learn about the Bible.
Or how I've got,
I
know
about
one of,
the
one
Bible.
Of my favorite one of my favorite songs is not sung in any other like in any other the
what
dominant,
song is it?
The Lamb.
I don't know what that is.
It deals with
if you would sing
but
it
does.
It,
I bet
help.
It deals
I
with
could
the,
sing it,
with
but
the
I
blood
want
of.
Well, if I could sing it, I haven't sung it forever, so it's gonna be really, really.
Well, you don't have to sing it. I just. Do you know any of the lyrics? Or
well, yeah, I'm trying to. I have to sing them in order to
just,
say them.
I find it hard to believe that song wouldn't be because I'm grew up Baptist, and 800% of our service was singing. Just it's like the service lasted 40 years. I don't know the tune. I feel like I if you hummed a song I knew, I don't know if I'd know it.
Well, she's just kind of going.
I don't know if I know it. How long are you going to do this? Can we do this while a staring contest is happening?
No. It's like, I would. I can't say it with singing because it's like the lamb, worthy is a sacrifice. The
oh,
lamb,
I've heard
the
that.
Lamb.
I've heard that. We sing that at my church.
It's like the lamb.
So like,
lamb,
what person do you know that had never heard of that?
A sacrifice.
I've so heard
bad.
That song.
Well, then I guess my friends are dumb.
Colby said, call me again.
What? Colby's going to be on the show since when?
We got to ask him about these books of the Bible.
Like, he's going to know.
He will.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
Yeah, because
he's
Catholic.
He's satanist.
He's a devout
Catholic.
Catholic. He's
he
devout.
Is not devout.
He is devout.
He's Catholic. Not devout. He's lame.
He's not going to pick up, is he?
No.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Jerk face.
Are you kidding me?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, he did answer.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, man, this iPhone is terribly quiet.
Sorry, turn it up. There's volume buttons on the side.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a volume button, but it's not going any louder.
How about I yell? Will that help?
Nope.
Okay.
No, that wouldn't help at all.
Okay. So, we're talking about the Bible right now.
Survivor?
No.
The Bible.
The Bible. B-I-B-L-E.
Oh, the Bible. Okay, because you know I'm a good source on that.
Yes.
That's what I said.
Okay. Of
well,
course.
We're,
of course.
We were debating books of the Bible because Chris doesn't know any of them.
I do know the books of the
no,
Bible.
No, she doesn't. Yes, she just said she didn't.
Chris and Katrina.
I know some of them.
Katrina got them a little out of order, but she did pretty good.
I know most of them.
So I looked them up. And this list that we have, and the list that I looked up before searching for another list, has books of the Bible that Katrina and I have never heard of. Like Tobit. What's
no, never heard of that one.
What about 1st and 2nd Maccabees?
Ah, Maccabee. He's the guy. Well, you know, I was going to make a joke about it.
No.
But I don't want to come off.
No, go for it.
No, I was going to say, no, it's too much. It's too much.
What about Sriracha?
It's too much.
I heard that their hot sauce is very good.
Dude, you're listing books of the Bible that I didn't even know existed either. You know, I've
well,
been
I
studying
thought
Catholic
the,
school for like
well, yeah, but
the
Catholics
years.
Catholics have like six
and
or ten more Bibles
you think
than we do.
The Bible?
Ten.
You know how long the thing is?
I don't know how many there are. I just know there's a lot.
I haven't read the Bible. I don't think I've read a verse from the
six
Bible.
Six to ten books. You know what I meant?
Told to me.
All right. Well, then here we go. I will now read to you a verse of the Bible.
Genesis.
Perfect. My first one.
When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them.
Aww.
There you go.
Aww. Good job.
Yeah, so there we go. Also, and for a double bonus. If it pleases the king, she said, and if he regards me with favor and thinks it the right thing to do, what are we talking about here? And if he is pleased with me, let an order be written overruling the dispatches. Oh my God, this is huge. That the Haman son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, devised and wrote to destroy the Jews in all the king's provinces.
Destroy the Jews.
It always comes back to that.
That's all I got out of that one. Destroy the Jews!
Wait, so the Bible just told, like... Wait, no. God said to kill the Jews?
No, I don't think that was God speaking.
No, he did.
God
said, he said it right there.
I think God
it
likes...
It was in red.
I'm pretty sure that the only race God likes is the Jews. And the Asians.
Yeah.
Well, that's because he's biased.
Yeah, it is.
Get it?
No, actually, I don't get it. Was that a joke?
I said God, Jesus is biased because he is a Jew. That's why he'd be biased. Never mind.
Is a Jew?
I said Jesus was a Jew.
Jesus was king of the Jews.
Which makes him a Jew, which makes him biased.
Yeah. What about, what was that one? Nahum. You ever heard of Nahum?
That one's in your Bible, too.
Yeah, but we never heard of it.
These names are coming off as, like, jumbled syllables together. Like, I'm not understanding one single word.
That's because they are jumbled syllables.
That's because they are.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I don't really know anything about these books, the Bible.
Yeah, I'm glad to provide so much insight.
Well, I knew that you love the Bible. You read it every day.
You know me.
I do.
Absolutely.
Here we go. The Book of Tobit.
Oh, great.
The Book of Tobit, named after its principal character, combines Jewish piety and the morality with folklore in a fascinating story that has enjoyed wild popularity in both Jewish and Christian circles. Prayers, psalms, and words of wisdom, as well as the skillfully constructed story itself, provide valuable insights into the faith and the religious milieu of its unknown author. The book was probably written in the 2nd century BC, but we don't know where. So this book just appeared out of nowhere, written by someone we don't know about, but it's liked in Christian and Jewish circles. And since there are Jews and Christians both present who have never heard of this book, I would say that that is a lie. So as the Bible may be the infallible, factual word of God, that website is a liar. Amen.
Amen.
Dude, I bet like at least a good like 99% of the Catholic religion have not read the Bible.
That
well,
does not surprise
is that because all you do is like say the same prayers in Latin and then
sit, stand, and kneel?
They make us memorize like a good like maybe 6 prayers, and that's all we ever have to say ever.
Gotcha.
Yeah, don't that's for the simple folk.
Don't you miss that?
Oh, so much. No, I was contemplating just going to church and sitting in the back row and just making fun of the entire thing the entire time.
You do realize
like bring
that,
a reporter,
that would put you on
Ash or something.
Yeah, that would put you right on like the express lane to hell. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
He's not
See, that's
already
why
there.
I didn't do it, but yeah. I thought about it. That's the point.
Yeah, and that's why we're just on the regular road. to hell.
Really?
Not the express lane.
Because you only think.
How's the show going?
It's going good. I mean, so far, Katrina's complained about her job, and then we spent 30 minutes talking about the Bible, so you know it's a pretty good show.
I don't hear her talking much. Katrina.
Yes, what up?
Hey, Katrina!
What?
What's up? How you doing?
Hey, did you get my...
How's that work? Did you work a lot?
Work sucked.
That said you worked a lot.
It sucked.
Welcome to adult life.
That's what I told her.
From a 19-year-old.
Excuse you, I have been working my ass off since high school, so you can just bite me.
I have too, technically.
Yeah, Colby launched a company.
Yeah, I have.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
The fact that you're a little bit older than me
doesn't make any difference.
Oh!
And the fact that you're younger than me doesn't make a difference.
Oh.
What was that?
I don't know.
I
can't hear.
I think that was
either
an insult.
She can't speak or the phone kind of sucks.
Well,
the-
Her phone volume is just as loud as mine, so I don't know.
But Chris, how you doing? I'm tired of talking to Katrina.
I'm good. I just sit here while they have staring
you
contests.
Good? I saw your cupcake on Instagram. How
was
that?
It was delicious.
I bet. Yeah. Elmo's the best.
It was.
Elmo.
I got an Elmo ring.
Elmo's the best, huh?
Dude, Elmo's my buddy.
Okay.
He eats sandwiches a lot, all the time.
He does eat lots of sandwiches.
What?
Elmo eats lots of sandwiches.
No.
What? I said sandwiches for a totally different reason, and Seth knows that.
I do,
and somebody just say,
yeah,
he does. He eats lots of sandwiches. If you've ever watched the show.
Well, what happened is that you said sandwiches, and I was thinking exactly what sandwiches means, and then Chris goes, "No, he really does have sandwiches.
He does. They
and
go to that
was like,
he
deli
eat a lot of
thing.
Sandwiches. I don't watch Elmo, so I don't know.
There's
either.
A deli like on Sesame Street, and he goes a lot.
You don't eat you don't watch Elmo
apparently,
while you eat sandwiches.
Chris still watches Sesame Street.
I'm actually 100% sure I've never seen a full episode of Sesame Street.
Do you ever watch Sesame Street in whole or in part while eating a sandwich?
Not so far, but that kind of sounds interesting.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun to do.
Yeah,
yeah,
a little bit.
All right, man.
Or it could be just a total disaster. But,
yeah, it could be. I don't know how it could be. Because you just turn the channel
either.
To something
but
that you would normally
could.
Watch. Did
it
you get
could.
Did you get my text about doing that video for me?
I did, yes.
Okay.
And I will do so. I will try and attempt.
That'd be great, because I opened it up and I wanted to throw it out the window. It was awful.
Yeah, video editing is no fun.
It's
no
the worst.
No fun unless you know what you're doing.
So I'll continue to code websites and you
and
do
I
the
do.
Video. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's how it should work.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
man. Well, we got to go to break, and also
all
we've
right,
got to
enjoy that break.
We got to stop talking about the Bible because that ain't cool.
Yeah. I tried to change the subject for you, but you're constantly on the Bible thing,
dude. Can I say I love the Lord? That's all I want to talk about. In fact, we started this because Katrina is dating someone who reads the Bible, and that's how we got on this whole tangent.
Not dating.
Well,
she's talking to someone. For hours.
I thought her whole resignation was to, not talk to guys this year.
It wasn't. It was to not sleep with guys this year, which she claims she's doing.
I have not done.
She has not slept with any men.
Slept.
Sleep.
Sleep.
She has not slept with any men. Man. Caveman.
All right.
Come back to cave. Right. Go to break now.
Get out of here. Bye.
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 Bye. So that was Colby. We never we never even said who that
we
was.
We all know who it is.
Yes. So anyway, that was Colby. Deception.
You should have done. Call him back and do that. Just call him back to do that.
I'm not.
Do it.
I'm not doing that.
Do it.
I'm not doing it.
Please.
No, I'm not doing it.
Just go to break.
Chris is like, just I don't have a lot of money on the Skype. Fine, I'll call him back.
I don't have a lot of money, but I'll do it anyway.
I'm doing it. Quit pouty lipping at me. Stop it.
Can you call me back now?
Deceptions. Disgrace. Evil as plain as the scar on his face. Okay. Happy?
Yay.
That make you feel better?
Yeah, the fact that you ended it and I didn't even really have to tell you to because you're planning on it.
Yeah, I was planning on it. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, now we can go to break.
So now we can go to break, Katrina? Yep. Are we allowed?
Yay!
All right, we'll be right back.
Let's roll.
This is Life.
Welcome back to Life.
I
Hello.
Katrina, we're back on the air again.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Talking to the front of this thing.
I didn't know that. I am.
No, that's the top of it.
No, I'm not.
That's the top. This is the top. Don't talk it to the top. Don't talk at the top. Top of this. See where the logo is right here? See the logo?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Okay, that's okay. Anyway, how you doing, Katrina?
I'm okay.
This segment's brought to you by Amazon.
Yeah.
You want to talk about Amazon?
No.
No.
It's a place on the internet where you can get anything.
No way.
Yeah, anything.
What?
Except for prescription drugs.
Oh, okay. Fine.
But you can get A&W cream soda. You can get Taco Bell fire sauce. You can get that Starbucks cup. You can get this phone.
You can get the Bible.
And you can get this Bible, but with your name on it instead of mine. And it's cheaper than anywhere else you could get those things in the real world. I don't know what you're doing.
The packet's cold and my face is hot.
Gotcha. At least it's not the warm packet.
I know.
So anyway.
I wouldn't have put that to my face.
Going to duo.com/Amazon, DEWOH.com/Amazon. Go there and then just type in whatever you want and you'll get it. For cheaper than you'd get it anywhere else. Usually faster than you get it anywhere else. And It really helps the show. So go do that.
Okay.
Duo.com/Amazon.
You're right on that.
Thank you to me for sponsoring me once again. So, Katrina.
Yes.
We never really finished talking about your boyfriend because all we did
That's
was...
That's not a big deal. It's not a boyfriend. It's just a boy. I'm talking.
So, I mean, is there anything else we need to talk about with that?
No, I didn't even say we needed to talk about that. That wasn't on my list of discussions.
Just didn't know if there was anything interesting to talk about with him.
No, I haven't seen him in a month, and he gets home tomorrow, and he's going to...
Where's he been?
He's been in California.
Doing what?
Special training.
Mm.
And he had his phone taken away for 2 solid weeks.
Oh, so he's like a big deal over there. Is that what you're saying?
He's a medic, so
he's a Navy SEAL or something?
Oh, yeah, he's totally a Navy SEAL.
Do you know that he's not?
No.
Okay. Because, I mean, it sounds like you go to California for special training.
No, all of them.
You're not allowed a cell phone.
All of them go to special training. Like, there was another
Nancy's been to
Georgia.
Special ed training.
Well, that's true.
And he failed.
And he failed it. He was too special for that.
Haha. No, there's nothing there. I mean, we're talking right now. It's not going to really be official because there's so much that's going to happen in May that it's just going to kind of be...
So he's leaving again or you don't know what you're doing?
Neither one of us really knows what's going to happen. Because like if he may or may not get a promotion, in which case he would go to another fort. Or if he doesn't get a promotion...
That's just sorry. It's just funny you said fort because I think of pillows.
Oh, no. That's fun. He might get sent to another facility,
Katrina,
another state.
Katrina, I'm sorry, but in May, I might have to go to another fort. Sorry.
Fort.
Another fort. It's big, though. Nice, downy, goose-down-filled pillows.
Fun.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Would it be hard for me to talk in this voice the rest of the show? Would it be hard for you to concentrate?
I mean, a little bit, but it would be okay.
Okay.
Okay. So can we move to another topic now?
Absolutely.
Okay, what topic do you want to talk about now?
I don't care.
Do you want my tooth drama or my drama?
How about I ask you your spring break update?
I don't have one.
But it's like next week, isn't it?
Yes. Okay, so what happened with spring break was we all got together on Sunday.
Okay, this Sunday, right?
Like 3 days ago.
Okay.
March 2nd, 3rd, whatever.
Okay.
So we get there. And the first kid was like, well, I'm really short-staffed at work, so I can't take off.
Okay.
Second kid just quit his job to work with the kid who's short-staffed.
So he can't afford it.
So he can't take off because he's working with the kid who's short-staffed. So obviously, if they're short-staffed, you can't have one, let alone two people take off.
Sounds like there's a lot of people there for being short-staffed.
There's two. Oh. And
where do they work?
I don't know. GNC, I think.
There's no one goes in there anyway.
And so, but I think he works... He doesn't work in Manhattan. He works at, like, one somewhere else.
Okay.
But anyway. And so...
And Malia?
Well, she's going to be down there anyway, because that's where her nationals is. So no matter what, she's there.
Shocker that Malia gets a spring break.
Of course she does. She always does. And so, and she'll meet up with her friends from...
Texas.
One friend from Texas, from school.
Okay.
Her best friend. I'm sure she'll meet up with others, because we were planning on staying in Austin, which is where more of her friends are.
That would be awesome.
And some of her friends... And it was going to be really low-key. Like, we were just going to go spend our week there. It'd be less people. It'd be cheaper. We'd just, like, just real chill. Like, we were going to float the river and drink.
Can we go to South by Southwest next year?
Sure.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay.
I've heard it, but I don't. Pay no attention right now.
It's three things in one. Okay, it started off as
Southwest.
As a music festival.
Yeah. Oh,
so
still don't know about it.
I think it's either this week or it's next week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the second or third week in March every year.
Okay,
and every band in existence basically goes South by Southwest.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's part one. Part two is it's a film festival. So every movie, indie, or ones that are coming
out. Let's go.
Lots of special screenings.
Let's go now.
Part three.
Let's go now.
Part three is technology.
Nah, lame.
Well, that's the most important thing to us because we could actually meet people and be like.
And we could promote our show.
That's what I'm saying. We could maybe do a live show down there.
That would be legit.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it would be like a spring break.
Oh my God!
The only problem
break.
Is that Chris,
yeah, Chris.
Chris would be 21 then, so we wouldn't have an excuse to not bring her.
Damn.
So we might have to break up with her before that.
Okay, we can arrange that, and then you can always get back together afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm so sorry, I missed you so much on spring break.
I realized I thought about what I had done the entire time I was down there.
Yeah, I've hated it so much. I missed you so much.
Being with other women and enjoying life that I came back up here.
Never gonna see these boobs again.
That's okay. I'm not missing that much.
That'd be so cool if this had this pop like
it's never
pop
gonna
like a gun.
Never gonna explode. Quit throwing those.
No.
Quit throwing them.
No.
Okay, back to my story.
You're gonna pick all these up. You're gonna pick them all up
with your broken.
Nope. Or I'm gonna cut off your Starbucks.
I can buy my own Starbucks.
No, you can't.
Yes, anyway, can. My story.
I'm buying my own Starbucks on Friday.
Okay, well you're gonna pay rent this month too.
Nope. Nope.
Can we focus on me again?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So spring break. Yes, we can do that next year.
Okay. But not this year.
Not this year.
Okay.
Not going to happen. It's too short notice, and you don't have money. I don't have money.
I have money.
I need a job.
You don't have money.
I has no money.
Yeah.
No money. Okay, next topic.
Yes, your tooth. Let's talk about your tooth. Since you're dying to talk about it.
I'm not really dying to talk
you're
about it.
You're aching to talk about your tooth.
I am probably aching to talk
you're
about it.
Aching to talk about it.
I'm too tired, really. My meds kicked in.
Uh-oh.
Like, we were talking to Colby, and...
Colby put you to sleep?
Well, no, Colby, it was unintentional because, I mean, I like Colby, so he doesn't really put me to sleep. It's just, all of a sudden, I got real droopy and, like, my arms feel
what
heavy.
What meds make you drowsy? Because ibuprofen
really
doesn't
tired.
Make you drowsy.
But this one does. Like, I've been in a daze ever since
what's
I started
it
taking it. It says ibuprofen here, but it's Motrin, but it's 600 milligrams.
That's not that much, though.
It is a lot.
No, because I take two 300 mega thing tablets.
Well, I don't take Tylenol when I'm in pain. So to
you
not
take
really
acetaminophen when you
I take everything when my shoulder hurts.
Point being,
yes,
I don't really take medicine for pain.
Kay.
So to not take it even a 200 milligrams of Tylenol for pain to put me on 600 when I don't even eat 200. And yes, I said eat like because I don't.
Yeah, you put them in cheese like you're a dog.
I don't digest even 200 to put me on 600 just really throws me in. I'm just like,
why don't you cut them in half?
Because I'm supposed to, my dosage is to take one.
Because your tooth would start hurting if you didn't?
Basically.
Okay.
And then at night, I take this fun little thing.
I like how you shake them. I like hearing
fun
them.
Fun little thing.
Yeah. La cucaracha, la cucaracha. Oh, Katrina's popping pills.
Woo.
I you can't tell, like, you're a little slow. Like, you're like, ha, ha, ha. That was fun. Like, Katrina, that was 20 minutes ago.
And so, I mean, this one I'm not, this one's a heavy one.
Okay.
I'm only supposed to take it at night.
Yes.
And he said if I take two, it'll make me loopy. And I take one and it's just weird. Like, the only thing that really bothers me is I don't have very much side effects to it, but it's just like, I rub my face a lot. And then I'm like, I just
scratch it.
And then I just kind of like, pick at things.
Meth
addict. Yeah, kind of.
So, can you tell people why you're on this medication? Because we never did.
It's dumb. Okay, so. Last week, like Wednesday, Thursday time period, I kind of noticed that my tooth kind of hurt. And I was just like, wow, that's funny. I mean, I've been eating a lot of gum lately. Maybe all of a sudden I got like an instant cavity.
Okay.
Which is weird because I brush my teeth a lot.
Yeah.
So I noticed and it was off and on. It was never consistent. So off and on, it's just this like really sharp pain. It's just like a pin needle like poking you, going like in really slowly and then back out really slowly. It's really, really painful.
Where? You don't tell, you haven't told anyone
it's
where.
On my right side on the top
okay.
row.
On the back or the front?
In the middle. Like the middle tooth.
Okay.
So middle. Right in the middle.
Right here.
Right in the middle.
This tooth.
Like right here.
This
like right
tooth.
In this general
this
area.
This tooth right here.
No. Back one more. A little
this
bit more. There you
right
go.
Right here.
Back a little bit more. This. Anyway.
Yes.
So I noticed it off and on. Didn't really notice it on Saturday, but I was just kind of bumming around my house, so I didn't really care.
Yeah.
And Monday morning rolled around, and I noticed that I didn't really sleep well, and then I kind of looked back, and I was like, I haven't really been sleeping well a lot this past week. I just, like, I've tossed and turned more than I usually do.
Okay.
And when I was at work on that Monday, I just noticed that it was giving me a lot more pain, and then this time it started to go funny on my bottom, like, on my bottom jaw instead of my top, and I was like, well, that's weird, like, this... So I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's my wisdom teeth, because I haven't had my wisdom teeth pulled.
Yeah.
And I only have them on the top.
Okay.
But I'm still like, well, this is weird.
So you've had them pulled on the bottom, or they just never grew in?
I just never grew in.
Okay.
They're too far down, they're no problem.
You're a freak of nature.
Not really.
No, you're a freak.
Okay. And so I talked to my mom on Sunday about, like, how long should I wait, and she's just kind of like, oh, we'll give you some more gel and put it on your tooth and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll make it better.
So I talked to my dad.
Well, whatever, that would be the advice you would give.
I talked to my dad on Monday, since it was giving me more problems. I called mom, she didn't answer, so I called dad, and dad's like, well, here, you know, call the dentist, see what they say, because again, I'm thinking, like, my wisdom teeth, maybe they've grown in more, but it's weird that it's only on the right side versus the left side, because I have them on both sides.
I feel like your wisdom teeth should have grown in by now, since you're almost, like, 30.
Yeah, anyway, so... I go to the dentist, and of course, the lovely receptionist is like, oh yeah, you know, your tooth's bothering you. We'll get you in. Don't worry.
And where is your dentist?
Freaking Seneca.
Where is that?
Which is an hour and a half away.
From here?
From here.
Is it north, south, east, or
northeast.
West of here? Northeast. So you go through Onega, basically, to get there.
I went around.
But it's that direction.
Because, like, why? It's like, okay, here's Manhattan. Here's Manhattan.
Okay.
Here's Onega.
Okay. You can move Manhattan now. We'll
I know,
know.
I'm thinking. I'm trying to figure it out. And then...
Seneca would be over here-ish.
Yeah, I know. That's why I got to go close.
Are you okay?
Here's Manhattan, here's Onega, and here's Seneca.
Okay.
And so instead of going to Onega, I went straight this way and then that way. Because that was faster because the roads were better, because the road from Onega to Seneca is
So better. Does Onega not have a dentist? Is that why you would go to Seneca to get your dental work done?
Of course they don't have a dentist.
Why don't you get a dentist in Manhattan?
Because I've never needed one in Manhattan.
Okay, maybe that's why you have tooth problems, because you've never had a dentist.
Years.
Yes.
But every 6 months when you go there.
I only get my teeth cleaned every 6 months, and I've usually been, like, at home during that time period.
Makes sense. You would schedule it around your visits, yeah.
And I don't think I do it every 6 months. I do it once a year.
My dentist is still in Wichita.
I do it once a year. And so and it's usually around the summertime anyway, where I'm off, so it doesn't matter.
Makes sense.
I'll go home for the day, the next day I'll go to the dentist.
Ooh,
whatever.
Look at you, Miss Planner.
Except for on Monday, I called the dentist, and they're like, well, you know, we can get you in, and if you want to come in and we can check it out. I was just like, well, frick, that means I have to get off work.
Yeah.
Which isn't a big deal, because I don't get paid. I just have to tell them, oh, I'm leaving.
And then you have to make up a day.
Well, I just lose those 2 hours, 4 hours, whatever it was.
Okay, but
three hours.
You have to make them up later, because you have to work
ultimately.
So many hours. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. So I did that, and the dentist looked at me, and this girl... I'm sitting in the chair, and the girl that's looking, trying to take pictures to see, like, what's going on around my tooth, and she doesn't know what she's doing. She had to take the picture, like, 3 or 4 times. I'm just like, you're dumb.
Okay.
Like, I know what you're trying to get at. And she kept trying to, like, okay, well, I'm gonna do this, and, like, we're just gonna take a picture, and, like, I know what you're doing.
You do know they do the top, then the bottom.
Well, they're only looking at the top, because they know that that's where my wisdom teeth are. Like, there's no reason to really check the bottom, because...
Okay.
Anyway,
I see what you're saying.
And so I'm still just like, you're dumb. Like, one, you don't need to explain it every 3 times you do it. Like, every time you do it. And two,
I'm going to take an x-ray now.
And two,
I got it.
Two, I am 22 years old. I've been to the dentist. I know the drill.
You just wanted to say how old you were so people didn't think you were actually 30, didn't they? Didn't you?
Yeah.
I knew it.
And so,
she's
anyway,
38.
So finally, shh. Seth!
And she's had 3 children.
We've had an agreement.
I'm sorry, Templeton. I don't know why Templeton came out there.
I don't either.
I thought of children, then I thought of children
that,
with
that's
you.
That's our child. That's
yes,
why.
That's our child, Templeton.
Let me just put that
he's
on blast.
He's a black child. I don't know how
so,
that happened.
So, finally the dentist comes in, and he's talking
to me
about
it. Just say, on blast.
Yeah, I put you on blast. So,
finally, it's just so hip. I don't usually hear you finally, hear it. It's Jabari speak is what that is. On blast.
And so, after...
They don't explode.
I know. After she finally, after 20 minutes, gets my picture taken... And I need to fix the microphone. And the dentist comes in, he's looking at it, and he's blah, blah, blah.
He's like, seems that you have a cockroach in your tooth.
No.
There's raccoons living in your teeth.
Nope.
So that's just your house.
Yep.
Yeah.
So anyway. So he's looking at it, and he tells me that it looks like my
It looks like I have like a little bit of a sinus infection. I say infection.
Okay.
And which is weird because like I haven't noticed any breathing problems or anything. I've noticed because of the dry air, I got like a sore in my nose.
Yeah, that's
like, one of those things.
But generally, a sinus infection, your nose would be running or.
Or, yeah, or, like, I'd be more
pain
or,
something
like
that.
My throat
yeah.
would father me. And my
yeah, it'd father you.
Shut up.
It would give
it would
birth.
Bother me.
It would father me into this one. Get
and so I would feel it. It would bother me. That's yeah. how that got put
no,
together.
No, I know. I understand. You said it would
that's
bother
what I do a lot. Anyway, so. Damn it. Can I just once just tell a damn story?
No.
Just once.
No.
I can't now.
It's bothering me.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Like,
and right. so. Yeah. Since my wisdom teeth are still impacted, which means that they're still a, like hidden
in
by
your,
a layer of
in
bone.
Your bone thingy.
They're still
your jaw.
There's still a layer of bone between my tooth and my mouth. He said that the sinus cavity, which is right where the roots of my tooth are,
it's like twitching there.
Because I have just that little bit of a blockage. I could say infection. A little bit of a blockage. That's what's causing it on the nerve of my teeth to then give me such pain. And since he explained it, that there's three nerve settings like this, and that's why I can feel it on my bottom, and that's why it's all of this face.
Gotcha.
Side.
Face.
I can't wait to isolate. I feel it on my bottom. I can't wait to isolate.
And so, yeah, and I still just, he's like, he said that the wisdom teeth on my bottom, I'm probably never going to grow in, and the ones on my top, we might just be watching indefinitely, because he doesn't know when that layer of bone is going to get worn
So
out.
Are they... He's your doctor. He's been x-raying you every 6 months
no.
since forever. No?
One of the other doctors in that
Well, yeah,
facility.
But the but office yeah. should have x-rays every 6 months. He should be able to tell if those wisdom teeth are moving.
Yeah, and
just by looking at them, be like, yep,
well, no,
yep, they've moved a millimeter. They're coming in. I mean,
exactly. But that's the thing is they're not moving.
Okay, well then I guess they're probably never going to come in. You're too old now.
It's gonna well, there it'll still be a while, and until they start bothering me, there's no reason.
There ain't no one that has their wisdom teeth pulled when they're 50 years old.
No, but the dumb nurse lady said that she just recently had hers taken out, and she's like 35, 40.
Whatever. She was just saying that to make you feel better.
But anyway, so. I may not just have to deal with this from time to time, but whatever.
That sucks, though. Is there a way they'd take them out before they're in,
no,
so to speak?
Because, I mean, they would prefer not to because it's going to cause me a lot more pain and distress. Because
but
they
you
have
put
to,
you on meds.
They have to then cut through the bone to get to my tooth to take it out. And there's only so much room in this mouth to put hands and wires and stretchers.
And you know that.
And I know that my mouth ain't that big. So how about that one?
Okay, well, let's take a break based off that comment. And you want to redeem yourself or you just want to stick with
There's
that?
No point.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is Life.
Welcome back to Life as Katrina exhales very loudly.
Yeah.
Into the microphone.
I was late tired.
We, Katrina and I were discussing over the break how we actually think that we will make it to 60 episodes.
Breaking news.
Before we quit. But I'm not ready to commit to that yet, so let's go to 55.
So breaking news.
50
may or may not have added 5 to 10 more shows.
Yes. Let's say 5, though, just to be safe.
Yeah.
So.
With one more bonus show in the mix.
Okay,
anywhere between now and July.
Let's not get
a
crazy.
A bonus show between now
let's,
and July.
Let's not get crazy, Katrina. I mean, come on.
Come on, do you not see what kind of pain pills I'm on? I'm going to be crazy.
Make some other crazy accusations, then.
Pigs fly! Fish fly! They can breathe out of water!
Anything else?
Do you know fish really? There is a fish that really does fly.
Yeah, it's called the flying fish.
Yeah, because
it doesn't really fly. It just flaps and it can glide for long distances.
Yeah, it can be
like
out of the water for
yes,
30 seconds.
Like
I'm pretty sure it's 30 seconds.
It's pretty impressive. Every time I hear
can
the
you
song,
hold your breath for 30 seconds?
Yeah, I can.
It's not that impressive. 1, 2, 3. You're breathing through your nose. 4, 5, 6, 7.
This is
eight,
a walk of seconds.
9. 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, I'm going to lose count, 17, 18, 19,
mine has a hole.
20,
I made it have a hole.
21,
22. Shoot it at Seth. 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 29 and a half, 29 and three quarters, 29 5/8. 30!
See? Suck on that.
That's probably like 45 seconds.
I'm very proud of how long I can hold my breath.
Good job. I was pretty proud that I could actually count to 30.
You shouldn't be proud of that because five-year-olds can do that. Because
when I counted to 10, I was like, did I skip 9? I really felt like I'd skip 9.
Oh, God.
And I had to think about it.
I worry.
And then...
Katrina.
I told you. I told you. I don't take medicine. I don't take pain pills. So to be on any pain pill of any kind
throws me off. I had to yawn because my brain was dying. Why are you just looking at me now?
My mind just did. Like, you're yawning and my brain is just like, oh, let me... My brain mentally shut down.
It's literally giving me a blank stare. It's like I look into the eyes. Nothing.
I know.
Nothing happened. She's literally, this is the end of her rope.
I know.
We only got 10 minutes left, though.
10 minutes?
10 minutes.
I still didn't tell my drama story.
Tell your drama story.
I can't do that in 10 minutes.
Yes.
Oh my God.
We talked about this. I ranted to you about this story, and it took me like 20 minutes to tell you everything.
I don't think it took 20 minutes.
Okay, I'll cliff note this story. Long story short.
Oh, my bad, people.
Which is why they can see my blank stare.
Yeah.
And my little pregnancy pillow.
Prager pillow.
Yeah.
Little baby. Okay, Templeton.
Okay, tell your story now.
Okay, so really cliff noted. I have this friend, family friend, who has a girlfriend and he hates her and he cheats on her all the time. He broke up with her because he's like, well, I'm not a very good boyfriend. We need to break up. You get back together within like a week.
Okay.
And he breaks up again. I'm like, well, I'm not a very good boyfriend. She needs to find
better. I thought she wasn't the good person.
They're not good for each other, period. Okay. And so, long story short, we were hanging out in January, and he was like, oh yeah, we broke up, and like, I finally got her stuff, so it's official this time, and she knows it, and I know it, and blah, 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 and it's like, okay, cool, and like, we're hanging out, no big deal. And then about a few weeks later, like 3 weeks later, a month later, all of a sudden she adds me on Facebook, and like, this girl, like, I never met her.
Yeah.
I know who she is.
You know who she is because you know the family friend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, and I texted him. I was like, dude, like, this girl just added me. He's like, don't do it. And I was like, I wasn't going to, but why she added me?
Yeah, why is she adding you in the first place? There? Yeah.
And so, and he's like, oh, well, it's because she thinks that I cheated on her with you and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, which isn't true.
Yeah.
And so I was like, whatever. So I just ignore it. No,
you're too busy with the Bible man.
Exactly. Well, this was before Bible man. And so, anyway, so come Valentine's Day, we had like, you know, Malia, Ashley, and I like legit had a girls' night. It was so much fun.
It was so much fun.
And family friend and I, like,
I was there.
Have the best time like talking when we're drunk. And so like that's kind of what we do. We just talk drunk. We talk for hours when we're drunk.
Gotcha.
And I had a really great night. I was happy drunk. I'm just like, let's call so and so and see what's happening. Like, I'm just bored. Let's talk. And
so you call him.
I call him. And this girl answers, and he's like, he's never done that before. Like, this girl answers, and I'm like, well, that's weird. And I was like, how that happened? I was just like, can I talk to Jamie? I'm just like, who is this? And I was, I'm drunk. I'm like, it's Katrina. Who is this?
Yeah.
She's like, you know who this is? And I was like, no, I don't. I'm thinking this could be any whore right now.
Yeah.
I almost said that. I wish I had.
Because he doesn't. Well, as far as you knew, they were broke up.
Exactly.
And so, I'm sure he wasn't not. I'm sure he wasn't abstinent.
Of course
in
not.
That time they were broken up. So it could have been
anyone. He wasn't
any...
abstinent even when they were together.
Yeah, that's right.
Or,
so
it could have been anyone.
As I hold the Bible, it could have been any random
and
floozy.
So I was like, whatever. She hangs up on me. I'm like, bitch. So I call her back.
Hey, the word of God is present.
I know. I realize that. I apologize. And so I'm not Catholic. Anyway, so I call back and she answers again, which just pisses me off. I'm like, can I talk to Jamie this time, please? And she just hangs up on me, and I'm just like, well, okay, I'm not going to talk to him.
Yeah.
But I'm really pissed. So the next morning, I called him, and he didn't answer.
You were still mad the next morning.
Yeah.
You passed out drunk and woke up, and you go, I'm still angry.
I'm still angry, because he's never done that before. And in fact, like, I could have needed him, and he let some girl answer the phone. And
That's a good point, yeah. I mean, you literally could have needed him for something.
And so I called him and left him a voicemail, just like, I was like, Bob. I'll call him Bob.
You already said his name like 40.
I did? Okay.
Oh, thank you. I knew there was one segment left.
So I called him and I was like, Jamie, like,
Almost exactly letting, an hour later.
Letting you... I was like... Like, letting one of your whores answer the phone is not acceptable. Like, continuing to ignore me is not acceptable.
And, oh, snap.
And then I said something else, and I was like, all in all, like, what you're doing isn't, like, not acceptable. Like, I could have needed you last night,
yeah.
And you weren't there. Like, thankfully I didn't. And I was like, well, guess what? You were pretty sure that you're gonna mess our friendship up, and you're pretty sure that something was gonna happen and I was gonna hate you? Well, congratulations, you just succeeded.
Yeah.
And he texts me back. He's like, oh, I think you're being a little ridiculous and blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, Jamie, I'm not. Like, for once, I'm not being ridiculous. Like, you've never let a girl answer the phone before, and all of a sudden you do, and blah, blah, blah. So I was just like, I'm not being ridiculous. So I was like, whatever. And
he's obviously whipped by this lady at this exact
moment. And I'm just like, whoa, like, seriously. I'm like, I didn't know who it was his girlfriend.
Yeah, you just thought it could be any girl.
And yeah, I'm like, which I realized I called him on Valentine's Day, so of course he could have been with any girl. Like, it's Valentine's Day. He's not one to be alone.
Especially since they broke up.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I didn't think it was her. And I get on Facebook and realize that they're back together because she has a picture with him like, oh, look what he got me for Valentine's Day. He's amazing. Like, really? You've been broken up and he's cheated on you how many times? Yeah, he's a real keeper.
Well, you buy enough stuff, put up with a lot of things.
And so...
Right, Chris?
No.
And so, anyways, like, whatever. So I just put it aside because I was like, well, if I had known, I wouldn't have done that, clearly.
Yeah.
I'm not that person.
And, yeah, you are.
Which is like, I mean, I knew that he cheats on his girlfriend, but he won't do that with me because I'm not one to do that. Like, I know you have a girlfriend. I'm not going to touch you with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah.
Well, it's mostly true. And so, that adding to this drama, the reason why I bring it up was, so that happened on Thursday night. Nothing happened Friday. All of a sudden, Saturday comes around, and this is one of my first Saturdays to sleep in, or one of my first Saturdays at, like, my house. And this bitch calls me at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's from Jamie's phone number. So I'm like, oh, well, maybe it's Jamie. I'll answer, but then, you know, not pick him up if he needs me or if he wants something. I'll be like, no, like... This is payback. Like, you complained about me calling you at 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, he shoved it off like, well, you called me at 3 o'clock in the morning. What do you expect? Like,
yeah.
Really? You've called me how many times at 3 o'clock in the morning? And I still answer and I still, you know, kind of help you out if you need it.
Yeah.
So she calls me and I was like, hello? And she's like, hi, Katrina. And I was like, yeah, who? And I'm barely waking up. And I'm like, who is this? And she's like, you know who this is? And I was like, no, I don't. You called me. Of course I do, because I know that he's back in a relationship with her, because she's dumb. And she calls me, and she's like, well, I just want to call you and tell you to leave Jamie alone, and you're never supposed to talk to him again, and you can't, and blah, 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 like, just tell me off. And she's just like, if you ever talk to him, she's like, I'll beat the crap out of you, and all this stuff. And I'm like, she's really tiny. Like, Jamie's talked about how tiny she is, and I'm just like, I just laugh in her face, and I hang up.
Yeah, because it's absurd.
It's absurd.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, like, to be woken up like that, now I'm, like, pissed, and now I'm cranky, and now I'm emotional, because I'm just like, ah! And one night of sleep is all I wanted!
Yeah.
Like, I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then she calls me
back. Maybe she turned your phone on silent.
She calls me back, and it was actually on silent, it was on vibrate, though. And, so she called me back, and I didn't answer. She leaves a voicemail, and she's like, hi, Katrina, this is Amber again, and I was just calling to tell you that, like, I may be little, but I swear, if you keep talking to him, I will beat you up, and I'll hurt you, blah, 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 and just delete this number and never talk to him again.
Yeah.
And so for her to do it a second time, now I'm livid. And then she texted me and said, delete this number. And I'm like, really? Like, that's not okay. But, like, since I know she had his phone, I'm like, well, how the crap am I going to tell Jamie? Like, this is not okay. This has crossed a line.
Yeah.
So I take my sweet time, and I send him, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I send him an email via KSOL. Via K-State email.
Yes.
And I sent him along the lines of, like, Jamie, I was like, if I had known you gotten back in a relationship with her, I would have not have called you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mess with you in your relationships, and you know that. I was like, she called me tonight, and this is what she said, and that is unacceptable, Jamie. Like, this is not okay. Like, I did not sign up for this. And I was like, don't worry, when it comes, like, the family get-togethers, I will not be there. I'll give you the space she wants.
Yeah.
And then I put in parentheses, kind of as a pity, like, you know how close I am with your family, and you know how much this is going to bother me.
And then what did he say back?
And,
nothing.
Well, hold on. I'm not done with my email.
You got so, 2 minutes.
Okay. And so I send him the pity email, and the next morning he texts me. He's like, well, I had no idea that she did that. And yes, she did cross the line. I'm so sorry. I confronted her about it. I'm sorry.
And so that's where it's at.
And then I was like, I'm sorry too. And then the other day I got a tweet from him, and I was like, this is weird. So I text him. I was like, I think your Twitter got hacked. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, by the way, who is this? I don't have this number.
Oh,
and I was
wow.
Like, and I just texted him. I was like, of course you don't. And I was like, this is Katrina. He's like, oh, haha, life. I'm like, really? Really, life? You're just going to brush it off? Like, that's not okay. And then last comment is, I was like, yeah, haha. And I was like, she also deleted me from your Facebook from that night. He's like, oh, well, what are you going to do? And I'm like, yeah, dot, dot, dot. What are you going to do? Haha.
And that's the last you heard of it.
Yeah. Wow. And that was as of the other day. Which
well, eventually they'll break up, I'm sure.
It just pisses me off. I'm like, you're so dumb to go back to that when you know you're going to cheat on her and you know that she's not going to make you
happy.
Men
get lonely, Katrina.
You're so dumb.
Men get lonely.
It's just so dumb. Like, I've lost all respect for him in general. Like, yeah, I'm okay to cut this tie, but it's a tie that needs to be broken. He's just dumb.
Well, show's over.
Woohoo! Show's over.
Yeah.
I talked a lot.
No, it's fine. You wanted to get that off your chest, and I didn't
I did, because he's so dumb. It just pisses me off how dumb he is. Like, why would you do that? You know you're not happy. You know they're not. Your needs aren't being met. You know you're going to cheat on her. You know she can't trust you, because this is the crap she pulls. Like, why would you go back to that? And then you just brush it off. Oh, haha. Well, you know how crazy she can be. You know why she's so crazy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, she shouldn't be with you if she's going to be that crazy. Anyway, that's all. You guys can comment on that in your letters next month. Goodbye.
Okay, it really shows over now.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Okay, bye. Anyway. So next Wednesday, we'll be back live, 6 o'clock, duo.com/live. Read the blog, buy some t-shirts, go to Facebook and Twitter /duo on both, and friend us and like us. Need to get our Twitter followers up. And anything else?
Nope, Snapchat no. Next
all right.
Week.
Oh, yeah, and Katrina's on Snapchat now. Grandma Abbott's.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma with an H.
Grandma with an H, Abbott's.
All right, see you next week.
Bye.
This is Life.